What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Are you asking me a question, or are you just...
No, I just said, did you want to add to that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't know.
Here, have some.
Yeah, I mean, that was like... That sounded like a little break on the beat, then the beat was going to drop again. I didn't know what was going on.
Football fans, let's go. The best game of the season is finally here, and you guys already know who I'm repping. San Fran, baby.
With all eyes on Super Bowl 58 in Vegas, it's the last weekend to get your football bets in. So we teamed up with DraftKings, an official partner of the NFL.
Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Yeah, I said instantly.
All customers can bet on Super Bowl 58 and get it matched with a bonus bet. Download the DraftKings app now and sign up using promo code SMOKE for your shot at the crown.
That's right. New customers who bet $5 will get $200 in bonus bets instantly. And all customers can bet on Super Bowl 58 and get it matched in a bonus bet.
Wondering what you can use $200 in bonus bets on? Combine multiple bets together from Super Bowl 58 for a shot at an even bigger payout.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use the promo code SMOKE and bet just $5 on any wager and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code SMOKE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back, Unplugged, your weekly check-in. Me and my man Stack talking about what's going on out there. Jack, what's going on with you? I understand you had a nice spiritual trip to Miami. Talk to us.
Yeah, man, I was able to spend a little time with myself. Not the usual Miami trip where I go down there and hang out and party. I went to dinner and just had some time to ask myself some questions and do Dan Lipitor's show, which was great. I knew going down there was going to be good for me because me and him was going through some of the same things and we were both in the same place. So it was a very therapeutic and beneficial show. and a beneficial trip. And like I said, not the normal trip. So I'm glad I was able to sit there and dig into my own mind and ask my own self some questions and That's enjoy good. It at the same time.
It's important, man, to be able to look in that mirror. I had one of those coming to self moments at like 40 and just kind of, you know, forgave myself for stuff, found my reason, you know, the things I was wrong, the things I was right, planning ahead. And them shits is important, man. Some you definitely need those. But for those who don't know, obviously Stack lost two of his siblings, and then Dan just lost his brother not too long ago. So I saw the way you guys are talking and vibing in New York. I thought it was a great idea when he offered it up, and glad you got to go down. You fuck with Poppy?
Man, Poppy cool, man. I got a chance to meet Poppy. We actually did the show together a while back, but I dressed up like him and had a conversation. You know, Poppy, everybody know Poppy had a black, half black, half Cuban brother named Poppy Five.
Oh, and, really?
Y'all gonna get a chance to see the reunion Five. Coming back together, yeah.
Does Poppy blow dope?
Poppy Five definitely blows dope. It's all on his lips. You can see it on his lips.
Okay. Thursday, trade deadline's coming up. You're flying in town. When you get in town?
I get in town Wednesday night.
I'm looking forward to this, man. Me, you, KG, Paul, Rachel, Boogie, and a couple special guests.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna do a live trade deadline show. Streaming. All the Smoke Productions YouTube. All the Smoke Production YouTube. I think we go on air at 10:30 or 11, and we go throughout the trade deadline and until about 1 o'clock, man. So we'll be talking about a lot of cool things, catching up. Definitely make sure you check out the trade deadline live. Myself, Stack, Paul, Kevin, Rachel, and two special guests.
Boogie.
Be there or be square. Jack, obviously headed towards the trade deadline. You know, not too much movement yet, but normally it gets pretty hectic once the days get real close. You were traded. How we really connected? You were close to the trade deadline when you came from Indiana to Golden State. What was that experience like for you?
I'm lucky that the majority of the times I got traded, it was a great experience for me because it was places I wanted to go. Especially coming to Golden State, it was a great experience for me because I was coming to a team full of like-minded people like you and other teammates that we had, and I had the coach, the first coach that really believed in me like that. So it was a great experience for me.
All right, yeah, my situation, Jack, wasn't that good, but ended up not being that bad. I got traded with Webb in 2005 to Philly. I remember he had a no trade clause in his contract. We had just packed for a five-game road trip, just packed. So Dallas was our first stop. We found out on ESPN we got traded. The whole team went to Dallas, and we got fucked up, bro. I was so drunk. I might have been the drunkest night I've ever had. Who was on that? Bibbs was on that team. Me, Webb, we were tripping. And so the next day, Webb gets us a private plane to Philly, and it was a small one, bro. I had to throw up on that bitch. Oh yeah, no, I had to throw up on that bitch a couple times. I was like, my bad, bro. This is not normally me, but this is my first time being traded. I was fucked up last night. He's just laughing at me. But we're both kind of hurt because, you know, Webber did so much for SAC. And he had a no trade clause in his contract. And I said, bro, I was like, if you have a no trade clause in your contract, why would you agree? He's just like, if they don't want me, why would I agree? If they want to trade me, that means they don't want me. Why would I agree to, you know, why would I, you know, flex my weight with my no claws? If they don't want me, I'm gonna get up out of here. So it was tough, but you know, obviously ended up, you know, being on the same team. I didn't really get a chance to play. That was with the Mochi. A lot of shit went down on that when I got traded to Philly, bro. Almost fucked Mo up the next year. But yeah, man, my trade deadline experience wasn't that good. But moving on, Jack, you know, you look at someone like the Charlotte Hornets right now. Last in attendance, 10-38, and Terry Rozier just had a comment about Charlotte, and you kind of get used to losing, kind of paraphrasing, because I guess in their DNA, obviously he's in Miami, and we already knows how Mafia Pat runs it. You see Brandon Miller, who's, you know, their leading scorer right now with LaMelo not being in, playing well, screaming at his teammates to hustle back. You see young kids on the bench surrounded, you know, Melo sitting around two guys and they're just laughing and they're getting blown out by the Knicks. Jack, someone who played with Charlotte, and when you see that kind of just blind leading the blind over there, what comes to mind?
A lot of these kids is going to show that a lot of these kids didn't come up with winning being the main priority. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't the main goal. I played in Charlotte. I know how it can be. Those fans, they're going to support the team. They're going to come out. And they expect you to go out there and play hard and give your all and at least be a team that competes. So if you're going to be that player that talks the talk, you got to walk the walk. You can't be that player off the court. You got to be that player on the court. And I love the fact of what Brandon Miller's doing. That's a kid that I've coached at the Iverson game, that I've been around, that I've had conversations with. He's a solid kid. He get it, Matt. He got that old school mentality like we do. And, you know, for a rookie to be telling the team to get back on defense and do more and play harder, that says a lot about that team, that they're not a winning team and they don't have the right coaching. Not only the right players, but they don't have the right coaching as well. You can't just put it on the players.
That's what I was going to say. I feel, and I think it's Steve Clifford, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's the head coach over there. But he doesn't have the locker room by any means. And, I mean, that's something first and foremost, I think the front office should look at. Because if you think about it, they have some individual talent. They got P.J. Washington. They got, the lefty. What's his name?
Bridges?
Bridges. Miles Bridges. I really like him. Obviously, they got LaMelo. They got some individual talent, but I just don't feel like they're falling in line. And Clifford is one of those older coaches. So I don't think he has the respect of the locker room. 14 of their 25 players are under 25. You know, the only guys they have in the 30s are Gordon Hayward and Ish Smith. And I don't really see, you know, too much vocalness coming from Gordon Hayward, although I never played with him. I don't know. And then Ish, you know, so interesting. LeBron's advice, he saw this, and I don't want to read all this, but he's basically saying, like, you know, forget about the cars, the jewelry, and all the other dumb shit. That'll come in a matter of time, but you got to pour into the game. You got to love the game. You got to play the game. Now, he didn't directly say this at Charlotte, but it kind of a coincidence that it came out at the same time. Jack, we've gone back since we've had this show about the lack of veterans in the league, first and foremost, and that the veteran leadership, because there are no real older vets no more. So when you hear Bron come out and speak on it, what do you think?
He right. You know what I'm saying? Like the way you're supposed to approach the game and what you expect to get out of it as far as winning, playing hard, and being up for your teammates and giving your all, that should be first. Everything else going to come as you win, as you be successful in the game, as you play well. So I just think that winning is not important as it was when we came up. You know, I think it's so much other stuff as being on social media, having followers, some of the other things that's in the game that we didn't have to deal with now that these guys are falling victim to.
But again, I think even if that is what's going on, I feel like if they have some real OG vets, the Haslams and the Iguodalas, like if it's the blind leading the blind, I can't even blame them for thinking that way. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it, this team is weak. We're going to crack off the court. We going to see. You know, we're going to do this. We're going to buy that. So I'm not even necessarily mad at it because they don't have nobody guiding them. And that's what I think that the NBA really needs to start thinking about. Even if it's like a special, like two spots and may not necessarily count all the way against the salary cap or some kind of shit to make it that they can have some older players that can guide these younger dudes. Man, wish them the best. You know, LaMelo's over there. You know, you got the young kid, Brandon Miller, we just mentioned. As young players, you know, with a lot of movement always going on, Jack, are you trying to get out of that situation or are you trying to stay there and build something?
I mean, that's a kind of hard situation because the two young stars I only see him being important to that organization is Brandon Miller and LaMelo. And I don't think LaMelo's in a position where he can say, okay, I want to go somewhere else. I don't think he's in that position. I think he has to be humble and can try to be a better star for that team. Brandon Miller just coming into the league and he's making a name for himself. I think that is going to be the face and the star of that organization. So those two guys, make those two guys stay put, because those two guys can be
Build around those two.
A big part of turning your organization around.
I don't disagree with that. All-star snubs. De'Aaron Fox, Sabonis, amongst others, were all-star snubs. De'Aaron was at 27, 5, and 4, shooting 38 from the three, career high. Sabonis, 23, 13, and 8. Wilt is the only other person to have this stat line throughout a full season. Kings were 6 in the West. No representation in the game, while Lakers, who are 9, and Phoenix, who is one spot below, both had two all-stars. Jack, all-stars a cold game. I feel like you could have had, you know, 2, 3, 4 under your belt if you weren't such a good, loyal friend. Thoughts on the Kings' stars getting snubbed?
I really hate that for Fox. I think Fox definitely deserved it. His numbers and the way he's playing. Obviously, Sabonis deserved it. He's made it before. You know, I really feel like Fox, he's in that top five group of point guards, especially in the West, that belong in that game. But, you know, it's always somebody that's gonna be left out that deserve it. And I just hate it was Fox this time. I think he should have been in.
Yeah, no, it's always a very tough situation. J.J. Redick thinks that should expand the roster to get more opportunities. But you also think, you know, unfortunately, with guys dropping like flies due to injury, you know, there's always going to be an opportunity still to make it. But, Jack, how would you – I mean, you were someone who was obviously closer to me than to possibly being in that All-Star conversation. Does it matter if it's voted in or coaches in, or would you take it the same if you were a replacement for someone who got hurt?
My situation was Gerald Wallace made it in Charlotte, and everybody knew I should have made it. Everybody thought I was going to make it before him. Mm-hmm. Then Paul Pierce got hurt, and I knew I was everybody. You know, I was getting calls from media before they even announced the next guy. To be honest, saying, "Oh, you definitely going to make it because Paul's opting out," and they added David Lee, and it was so upsetting by everybody that MJ had to make a call to David Stern about it. But I was hurt, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
I think that was one of the lowest feelings that basketball ever gave me, because I felt like I deserved it.
Yeah, you was definitely blackballed from that standpoint. There's no question about that. I want to touch on him because I already know how you're going to react, but I also feel kind of a different way. Ben Simmons was recently said, it's funny to me, like I got grown men pissed at me and yelling at me, and he was in reference to his return to Philly. He's back, or he was back, and I think he sat. Now he's back. I'm not sure what's going on, but the Ben Simmons situation, what's your take on that?
I just want him to stop worrying about what people say and play basketball. Because when you start playing basketball and be the player that we knew you, that we saw that you was before, if you can get back out there and play, then play, and that'll shut everybody up. But don't complain about people talking, dog, when you've done so many things for us not to talk about. You're not playing the game. They can't talk about you playing bad because you're not playing. They talking about you not playing at all. So, and that's what the story is. Nobody's not making up nothing. So I just want to see him back on the court because I am a fan of Ben.
And I'm just kind of torn from a standpoint of, like, what's really going on? Is he really hurt? And I just don't believe that he would be making this up. You know what I mean? With the back stuff, obviously, and then, you know, knee issues from having the back issues. And then we see Embiid, you know, try to go out there and play. And was his knee already torn, or did it get torn in that game? So Ben has obviously missed a ton of games, but I'm more to the point, like, I just really want him to get his mental right and get back out there. And again, and that's health, you know, obviously health looking good, because I feel like he's such a talent. You know, his first game back, he almost had a triple-double, I think, in under 20 minutes. Like, it was something, you know, 3-3, I'm not sure, it was like 9, I don't even know what the fuck the number was, I don't want to lie to you. But he played well, and so he shows flashes of what he can still do. And I just, you know, for his mental health, I want him to get back out there on that court. Russ, Jack, scores 25,000 points. I'm not mistaken. It's also 8,000 rebounds, 8,000 assists. One of the only to do that. First and foremost, shout out Russ, man. I think he gets a bad rap for just opposite of Ben Simmons, not giving a fuck. Like, Russ is going to be Russ regardless of what you say, think. He's always going to play the same way. And I love that about him.
Are you asking me a question? Or are you just...
No, I just said. Did you want to add to that?
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't you
here,
know,
here, pause here, kind of, here. Have some.
Yeah, I mean that was like that. That sounded like a little break on the beat. Then the beat was going to drop again. I didn't know what was going on. Hey, shout out to Russ though, man. You know that's our guy, man. Mm-hmm. You know Russ from the old school. He played that game with that passion that we all love and respect, man. And anytime Russ does something great, I'm not surprised, because his effort and passion has been like that from day one. So he should continue to rise, and I just want him to get all the accolades he deserves. And if he don't get them from no other show, he damn sure gonna get them from All the Smoke.
Definitely. Always been a huge fan of Russ. Obviously, he's a Bruin too. Just a different dude. And I think if he allows you in, it's probably a different story. You know, I've always been a fan, never really got close to Russ, but just always have respected just the way he moves. Jack, this Clipper team is looking real good, bro. Best team in the league since December 1st. Mm-hmm. James is locked in. PG and Kawhi are locked in. They got a lot of depth. I feel like this could be the team that comes out of the Western Conference if they can stay healthy and stay locked in.
Right now, besides Dallas, this is the team I'm pulling for. You know, I'm a big Kyrie fan, but I don't think Dallas has a real shot at winning the championship. But I definitely feel like the Clippers have a great shot at winning the championship, and I'm pulling for them to win. There's so many reasons, yeah. You know, with Ty Lue over there, with some of the coaching staff, you know, all the players we cool with that we didn't play with and all hung out with. So I want to see them win.
Definitely, man. And always rooting for the Clippers. Vanessa shares an unreleased the Vino Fours. You seen them things? The purple.
Man, that's the we call that them syrup fours, Kobe fours.
Them shits is dope.
Them shits is crazy.
Put a call and get you a pair, Jack.
Vanessa, can I have my moment to the camera? Miss Vanessa Bryant. We haven't met, but me and my brother Kobe was great friends. We grew up together, played basketball, high school, all that. Think about putting your boys all the smoke on the list. I know you and Matt got a great relationship. Y'all family. I'm family too. Please allow all the smoke to get on that mailing list.
Thank you. No, she looks out for the boys. She got them the new Grinches and everything for Christmas. The red ones, like Vanessa's definitely looks out for the twins. So
that's right.
I think it's dope. Jack, great news. Friend of the program, Killer Mike. Goes through and gets 3 Grammys last night. Speak to that first.
Man, congratulations to my boy, man. Mike is somebody who I've been knowing, not personally knowing, but knowing of for a while because he has a great relationship with Bun B from UGK. And we've crossed paths and talked about each other and had phone calls. Even through the George Floyd time, he texts me and I've asked him questions. So Mike is a solid guy. Hey, Matt, it couldn't happen to a better person, man. It couldn't happen to a better person.
And then, unfortunately, and I guess it's still a developing story, but he ends up getting taken away in handcuffs. And I don't know what happened. Now they're hearing allegedly it was a battery. So maybe he got into it with security or something. But, you know, we know about him, he's always been a solid dude. You know what I mean? And I just didn't like the image of him getting 3 Grammys, clean sweep, and then them taken away in handcuffs. It didn't sit right with my spirit.
Yeah, man, you know, they find a way to demean you at your highest. I mean,
you've been saying that though.
Yeah, but that's kind of what we be trying to avoid, right? You know what I'm saying? We have all this success. We try to do things the right way. And like Jelani say, that foot, when you're running your race to success, that foot just comes out of nowhere and trips you up. Man, you got to keep looking out for it.
Yeah, man. You in our prayers, big OG, and congratulations. Obviously, we all still love you. And yes, man, it's a tremendous. You know, this Grammy thing is kind of a trick bag. You know, Jay-Z won the Dr. Dre award last night and took his time to kind of just really respectfully, disrespectfully let them know, like, what's been up. You know, the Grammys is missed out on so many. We don't really have to do a deep dive into it, but Jay-Z kind of let him know, like, what it is. You know what I mean? Amongst things he talks about, you know, he's how does my wife have the most Grammy and never win, you know, album of the year. But he just said a lot of real shit up there that I thought was dope because, again, you know, you see people from genres of music, particularly African-American, you know, whether they like or don't like, you know, everyone cares about a Grammy. Everybody wants a Grammy, but it seems like the Grammy process hasn't been well for deserving music at times. So I thought it was good that JG stepped up there, did what he did, and then drank out of the Grammy he got.
That's what bosses do. Jay, you know, he go up there and make his presence felt and do it with meaning, right? We all know that a lot of this shit is politics. How come Pac don't have a Grammy? How come Snoop don't have a Grammy? But like I said, though, I'm first team all common sense, and all Jay-Z did was speak common sense. How can you be the most nominated and not have album of the year? Like, it makes no sense, man. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that go on like that when it comes to voting. And we always be the ones that get the short end of the stick.
Kai Cenat. Jack is a young influencer, one of the biggest influencers in the world. Going back to Killer Mike, he said, you know, with all due respect, congratulations to everyone who won. Congratulations to Mike. But he's like, who is that? Like, he really kind of lost his mind to think that he won over Travis Scott and some of the younger artists. This new wave of influencers, Jack, I looked at it first. I didn't really look at it as disrespectful, to be honest with you, because I'm sure people are going to slice it up and they're not going to show what he said initially. Mm-hmm. But when he was like, who is this? That was probably the main part people are going to see. And just this new wave of kind of not understanding or respecting the past. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it shows the disconnect between the founders, the people that lay down the bricks, it shows a disconnect for the people who lay down the bricks and for the ones who's walking now, right? They don't understand what they don't know too much about. You know, if you don't know Killer Mike, then he doesn't know hip hop, and you have a hip hop show. So that's why you got to be careful what you say, right? So now your validation on hip hop now is not going to look too respectable now. So you got to watch what you say. And to me, like, I see the kid all over the internet, but I just want to know his talent. Like, I want to know what makes people watch him. You know what I mean? No hate against him. I see he came from nothing to being a bigger star, and he got a billion followers. He winning all kind of YouTube awards, and that's getting it from the ground up. He got it from the muscle. He hustled to get his way up, but I just want to know his talent.
What's his talent? Making people want to listen to him, you know, and to his defense, if there is any. He was two when Killer Mike won his first with Outkast. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a lack of understanding. And I don't even think, again, like, because I have, and you obviously have kids that are little, or you have someone's coming through younger, but I kind of feel like I have kids right now that are 15, kind of in this teenage space. Mm-hmm. And it's and not in a disrespectful way, but they don't care about the past.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't care about, and it's not even in like no disrespectful way. I mean, some people could take it as disrespect, but like history is not important to them. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, what, there's so much going on now. Like, you got to stay focused on now and what you're about to do instead of kind of really understanding, you know, what the people before you came. So it's kind of a new wave.
Let me say this though. History wasn't important to me because I wasn't no book guy, and I wasn't a guy who just studied history. But I will say this, the things that were in my culture, the things that were in my realm, basketball, hip hop, and all that, I didn't study it, but I knew about everything about it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The people that deserve the respect, the people, you know what I'm saying? I knew about that because I was in that world. So if you're in that world, you know what I'm saying, try to find out a way to know those type of things. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, the kid is winning. So comments like that could hurt, bro.
Yeah. It's the next wave, man. All right, man. Well, that's the end of the show. Make sure you guys catch us all the Smoke Productions YouTube and on the DraftKings Network. This is Unplugged coming to you every Tuesday. Make sure you catch Keyshawn Johnson, who's dropping a day early Wednesday.
Yeah,
we don't want to have compete against the NBA trade deadline, so we're dropping him a day early. The homie had a good time with him. Got a chance to go back on his show last week. Jackie's waiting
and
on
it's tequila.
To come to town. Yeah. Is tequila? Yeah, tequila's right actually in this room right now. But anyway, man, y'all check us out next week. Have a good one.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.